Welcome to the Story Mine. I'm David Bullock, here with my co-host,
Kathy Barker.
Today is another special day at the Story Mine. It seems that we just have them one week after the next, doesn't it, Kath?
It does. Today is the very day that Dave and I were married.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Dave.
You know, Kathy and I got married in Rotary Park right here in Park City. What a great memory, too.
It was a beautiful park, a beautiful day. The most powerful part was that all our family surrounded us, and now we've been married for quite a few years.
I'm not saying how long, but it's been wonderful. You know, they say it can't get any worse than this.
Well, in Park City, we say it can't get any better than this. And we've had the best of times here.
In spite of all of the trials that we've been through, it's been a wonderful time. I didn't have such a wonderful time on our honeymoon. Well, you know what they say about us old men and beautiful young gals. The reason Kathy's laughing and she's beet red right now is we went to Lake Powell. The day we got down there, I went, what's that thing called? A jet ski. That's how familiar I am with jet skis. And I went out on the lake and I jumped a Lake Powell tour boat wake and belly flopped on the next one. And not only did I break the hull of the jet ski, but I shattered my back. That was not the honeymoon I had intended for my new bride.
There is a saying, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And that summer, we made lemonade by the gallons. Over the years, we've had many, many good times.
We sure have had fun. One of the storytellers that we're going to feature today is Beth Horner from her CD, An Evening at Cedar Creek. The title of the story we'll be playing for you is Elsie and Mr. Fox. Beth Horner says that she distinctly remembers being absolutely horrified, yet captivated, by the Bluebeard stories that her grandmother told when Beth was a child. The dark story of Mr. Fox is very similar, and it exists in many variations worldwide. She says that she based this tale on an Ozark version that dates back to Christian County, Missouri, during the late 1800s. This is Beth Horner with Elsie and Mr. Fox.
One time, there was a couple that lived up the river a ways, and they had a daughter named Elsie. And oh, Elsie was so pretty. Everyone thought Elsie was pretty. But Elsie was different from the other girls in the community, for she didn't go much with the men, not to the dances, not to the parties. Well, that was not until Mr. Fox came to town. But when the gentleman Mr. Fox came to town, with his full red beard and his fine tailored clothes, he started taking Elsie to all the dances and all the parties. And Elsie, she thought Mr. Fox just hung the moon. One night, Mr. Fox took Elsie aside and told her he'd fallen in love with her and wanted to marry her, and that if she would gather all of her possessions together and meet him down at the crossroads at midnight on Friday, he would have two horses there, and they could go off and get married in secret, just the two of them. Well, Elsie was so much in love with Mr. Fox, she said yes right away. And so it was decided. All that week, all Elsie could think about was being married to Mr. Fox. So when Friday came, she couldn't wait until midnight. She gathered all of her things together, tied them in a bundle, and then she took what meant more to her than anything in this life, her grandmother's golden brooch, and she pinned the bundle close with the brooch. Then Elsie very quietly slid out the back way of the house and ran all the way down the lane to the crossroads. Now, when she got there, she knew that she was early. It was much earlier than midnight. And she looked at the tree that hung out over the crossroads, and she thought she might just play a little lover's prank on her Mr. Fox. She saw that the branch of that tree hung out way over the road. So she took her bundle and she hid it in the bushes beside the road. And then she shinnied up the tree and out onto that branch. And there she waited for her Mr. Fox. Well, she waited and waited and waited. And it got darker and darker. And finally, it came round to midnight. And when it did, Elsie looked down. And sure enough, there riding into the crossroads, just like he said he would, was her Mr. Fox. And with him, just like he said, was another horse. But then when Elsie looked down, she saw that there was a man on that other horse. So she stayed up in that tree. When Mr. Fox and that man, they got to the crossroads, she saw that they looked around. And when they saw that no one was there, they beckoned over to the side of the road, and here out of the bushes came several more men on several more horses. Well, they all got off of their horses, Elsie saw. And then Mr. Fox, he drew from his saddle a long, sharp shovel. And he took it over to the tree, and there underneath the tree, Mr. Fox began to dig with that shovel. He dug, and he dug, and he dug a hole long and deep. And when Mr. Fox was finished digging that hole, he and his friends, they all sat around it, and one of them had a jug, and they started to pass it, and they got to joking and talking, and finally one fellow sitting next to Mr. Fox, oh, he clapped Mr. Fox on the back and said, oh, Mr. Fox, how he'd gone and done it again, gone and gotten an ignorant country girl to fall in love with him. Then Elsie heard that man say how they were going to kill that country girl and steal her grandmother's golden brooch. For that was how those men made their way in life. Oh, and Elsie heard that. She knew her man was no good. So she stayed up in that tree, real quiet. Finally, Mr. Fox, he stood up and he kind of stretched and yawned and he said, oh, that Elsie, she may have her grandmother's golden brooch, but she ain't got the brains God give a goose. She's probably gone and forgot what day it is. We'll try her next week. So Mr. Fox and his friends, they got back on their horses and they rode off. Well, Elsie, she stayed up in that tree for an awful long time. Till she was sure that none of them were coming back. And when she was absolutely sure that they must be far away by now, she shinnied across that branch and down out of the tree. She went over to the bushes and she got her bundle, and then Elsie ran home as fast as she could run. And when she got home, she told her family what and all had happened. And oh, her brothers were so angry, they were for going out and killing that Mr. Fox right then. But her parents said, no, no, they should wait. They should wait and set a plan, and maybe they could get the whole gang at once. So they set a plan, and the plan was to have a dance the next Friday, a grand dance to invite everyone in the community. So that week, they sent messages out to everybody in the county that they were going to have a fine dance, and for all of them to come and to bring their friends, too. And Elsie, she sent a special message over to Mr. Fox, said she specially wanted him there, and for him to bring all of his friends, because there were always more girls than boys at those dances, and they needed somebody to dance with. Well, Friday finally came, and what a dance it was! Everyone was there, and they had the finest fiddler in that county, and they danced and they danced and they danced all through the night. And Mr. Fox was there, and he danced with every pretty girl there. Well, finally, they danced so far into the next morning that they began to get hot and tired. And so some of them, they brought out the cake and the cider and got to eating and drinking. And then one fella, he stood up and started singing silly songs. And that sent the rest of them to riddling around in a riddling circle, as they were wont to do. Elsie was in that riddling circle. And the riddle went round and round and finally came round to Elsie. And when it did, she stood up and she said, "Rum dum riddle dum ridey-o, what did I see last Friday-o? The wind blew high, my heart did ache, to see a hole a fox did make. Rum dum riddle dum ridey-o, what did I see last Friday-o? The wind blew high, my heart did ache, to see a hole a fox did make." When Elsie finished, she looked over at Mr. Fox. And when Mr. Fox saw the look in her eyes, he knew she'd found him out. Slowly, Mr. Fox looked round that riddling circle, and he saw that everyone was looking right back at him. Mr. Fox stood up real slowly, and then, before anyone could move, he pulled from his breast pocket a silver pistol with a pearl handle on it. But before he could shoot it, Elsie's father had grabbed it out of his hands, and Elsie's brothers were dragging him out of that room. Well, they took Mr. Fox down to the crossroads, and that Friday at midnight, they did to his friends and to him what he would have done to Elsie. And they buried him there in the grave he dug himself. The years passed, and memories faded, as they will. And after a while, people kind of forgot about Mr. Fox and that grave at the crossroads. That is, everyone but Elsie. Elsie never did go much with the men after that, not to dances or parties. She never did marry. She lived her life alone.
Beth is such a powerful teller of stories, as is our next storyteller, David Novak. This story, Sky Woman's Basket, was performed at the National Storytelling Festival, where he has performed numerous times. He's a master storyteller. I think you'll enjoy the message that a promise is a very powerful thing.
It's a good time for a story from a long time ago. Long ago, they say, there was a man among the very first people who had a herd of cattle mottled black and white like day and night. And he loved those cows, for they gave him sweet cream. And every day he took good care of them. And he saw that they had sweet green pasture to graze upon. And every evening he brought them back home safely and locked them securely. And then he slept. And he dreamed of all the sweet cream he would enjoy the next morning. But one morning, he woke up and he found that the cow's udders were dry. They had no milk for him, no cream for him, and he berated himself. And so he searched to find them better grazing, greener pastures. And he brought them home, and he locked them safe. And again he dreamed. But the next morning, they had no cream. So again, and again, and again. But again. And so he became suspicious. And so he made as he always had done, to find good green pasture. And he brought his cows back at the end of the day, and he locked them safe, and he made as if to sleep. But he did not sleep. Instead, he crept back to the place his cows were kept, and he kept watch over them all night. He watched all night. He watched all night. He watched. And he saw a star rise high above his cows. And when it reached its zenith, down from that star there came a bright ladder of light. And down that ladder of light, he saw many beautiful women. Each of them descending from the sky, carrying a basket of tightly woven reeds and a close-fitting lid. And each of them came among his cows and began to milk their udders dry. And then they began to climb back up into the sky. But before the last of them could get to the ladder, he snapped from his enchantment. He ran out among them, and he grabbed her by the ankle, and he held her fast as she tried to climb up into the sky. And her sisters pulled the ladder up behind them, and so the woman from the sky fell to the earth. And he said to her, "Woman, you have taken from me, you owe me." And she said, "You're right. I'm sorry. I will stay here. I will work for you, and I will repay this debt that I owe you." He said, "That is fair." And so they worked together, and they cared for the cows. And never again were they bothered by thieves in the night. And the day came when the man came to the woman, and he said, "Woman, you have paid your debt to me. You are free to go. But if I could have my way, you would choose to stay and be my wife. For I have grown to love you in our time together." And she said, "I was hoping you'd say something like that. You are a kind man and a good man, and I would be happy as your wife if you will make a promise." He said, "Name it." She said, "As you see, I carry with me from the sky this basket with a tightly fitting lid. You must promise me that you will never look into the basket unless I first bid you do so." He said to himself, "Women. Women are so silly. Such a little thing." And then he said, "I promise." And so they were married, and they soon grew fat on sweet cream. But do you know what it is like with a secret? Day and night, that basket stood there in their house. Never was it mentioned. Never was it opened. And the man began to think, "What's with the basket?" "What is the secret she is keeping from me?" Then he began to think, "She is my wife. This is my house. It is my basket." And one day when she was out and he was in, he went to the basket and he pulled the lid off of that basket and he looked inside. And he began to laugh as he looked inside of the basket. He laughed and he laughed, and at the sound of his laughter, his wife came into the home and she said, "Husband, you have broken your promise." He said, "Wife, What were you afraid of all of this time? That I might see, that I might discover. What was the secret that held you in such fear and me in such distrust? I looked inside of this basket. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing here. This basket is empty. Women are so silly. She said nothing. She put the lid back upon her basket, lifted it, walked from their home, and was gone. And ever after that, he wandered, sleepless at night, staring at the sky, looking for something he lost. Now, some people say she left him because he broke a promise. And a promise is a promise. But some people say she left him because when he looked inside that basket, he saw nothing there. And you know it still happens that way? We are often blind to the treasures of others.
Well, a great big thank you to Beth Horner and David Novak for their wonderful stories today. Anniversaries are fun days to remember the great times that life has brought to a relationship. It's been a lot of fun, Dave, and I'm glad we got to air some of these stories about love and marriage.
Well, it's the end of our show, Kath, and I'm kind of glad about it because I've got things planned for you today.
It's because it's our anniversary.
And we're going to celebrate not just today, but all week long.
That sounds great to me.
Be sure to tune in next week to the Story Mine. After all, you never know what treasures you'll find deep underground in the Story Mine.
If you'd like to share your story here at the Story Mine, contact us at
thestorymine@gmail.com.
Goodbye.